Welcome to another of the AAT's podcasts for members, helping you to cope with difficult issues that you or your clients may have to confront. This podcast explains what to do when making payments for casual labour, something that many businesses have to do from time to time. Casual labour may be used when extra help is needed, to fill temporary gaps in the workforce, or to provide additional labour at busy times of the year, perhaps in the summer holiday season or at Christmas. Seasonal demands will be dependent on the type of business of the payer, and you should be aware that there are special rules for harvest workers and for students employed in the holidays, both of which I will discuss later. When that person or those persons are first taken on, a decision needs to be made as to how to correctly treat the payments made to him, her, or them. The minimum requirement must be to record the name and address and the amounts paid, plus, if possible, the unique tax reference and or the individual's national insurance number. Although, frankly, such information may be difficult to obtain for a short-term casual engagement. I must warn you and your clients that cash-in-hand payments to unnamed persons are not acceptable to HMRC. Officers identifying such payments may suspect them to be untaxed payments of overtime or bonuses to existing employees or perhaps to members of the family. HMRC guidance refers to concerns about low wages being topped up and such employees perhaps falsely claiming benefits that are excessive or not due. The potential consequences are therefore very serious, and the cost in terms of unpaid income tax, Class 1 national insurance contributions, plus interest and severe penalties could be very high. In the more serious cases, HMRC might decide to prosecute, and that could prove to be a very unpleasant experience. It is therefore worth repeating that the minimum requirement when making payments for casual labour is to record the name and address of the recipients and the amounts paid to them. That information should be retained for at least 3 full closed tax years, plus the current tax year. This is to satisfy the PAYE regulations if the payments are deemed to be employment earnings. Construction Industry Scheme regulations also require that records are to be retained for the same period of time, but I will say more about the Construction Industry Scheme later in the podcast.